A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmuds. Erevin Lamed Zayin, Erevin 37a, pagination page 73, but we will start from the facing page on the very last line. So we're on Lamed Vav, Amed Beis 36b, pagination 72, the last line. Our topic is Breira, which means choosing retroactively. In other words, we continue to proceed to do whatever it is that we're doing, and then at a later date or time, we go back with a decision that we finally made and say that all the things that we've done until now should all follow the decision that we made afterwards. Let's be specific. If a person buys a barrel of wine and he has to take truma on this wine but doesn't have any containers to put the tithe into, so what he might do is say, the last gallon of wine at the very end of this barrel's use, that very last gallon shall be the tithe on all of the wine, so that I can use the wine, and I'll use it, and I'll use it, and I'll use it, and I don't know exactly which ounces are going to be the tithe right now, but at the very end, it becomes clarified, and then, if you're very wise, you can go back, if you have tracing, if you have science, I don't know what you need to figure out which ounces it was, but the bottom line is that it becomes clarified at the end which ounces it was that make up the gallon that turns out to be the tithe. So that clarification is happening well after we continue with our behavior. Our behavior in this case is that we're using the wine of the barrel, consuming it, with the assumption that it was tithed. It was tithed. But where's the tithe? Oh, I don't know yet. But I will at some point know. And the reason that we got onto this topic was because, as we discussed in the previous session, a person might make an Erev Techumen, and he designates this food in a specific location and says, I don't know yet if I want this Erev Techumen, but if I want it, and I will know sometime on Shabbos if I want it. If I want it, it should be an Erev Techumen. So, does he know where he is establishing his residence for Shabbos? Right now, he doesn't know. But he's confident that on Shabbos, he will know. He'll make that decision later. And that enables him, if necessary, to have acquired the residence when Shabbos began in the place of his choice, retroactively to clarify whatever it is that we're looking to clarify. So let's see the Gemara. And the general rule is that if it is a biblical case that you're trying to do Breira, so we do not paskin of Breira, but if it is rabbinic and the 2000 Amma of Tchum is an example of rabbinic, the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Shin Tzadi Zayin points that out, that only Yud Beis Mil would be the Oraisa, but Alpayim Amma would be the Rabbanon, and therefore Erev Techumen can be done with the concept of Breira. But if it's the Oraisa, we do not do Breira. Let's see the case over here, starting from the bottom line. Tanan, we learned. Halokeach Yayin Mibein HaKusim. A person purchases wine from kusim. Kusim are people who do not tithe their produce. Omer, onto today's daf, he can say, Shnei lugim shani osed lahafrish, the two lugin, two portions that I'm going to separate at some later date, either the last ones in the barrel, or actually last ones in the barrel might not work, it has to be something that you're separating from other food that you will be able to use. There has to be an act of separation. So, the ones that he's going to separate, harei hein teruma, they will be considered teruma. Asara maisa rishon, and the 10 that I'm going to separate, again, when I have the proper vessels, I'll do the separation. It'll be the first tithe, maser rishon, tisha, maser sheni, 9 of them will be the maser sheni to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Umechil v'shosa miyad, then you can transfer the holiness of maser sheni onto coins, so that you can do. But everything else will just bide our time and continue using the wine until such time that you can do the hafrasha, that you could do the separation, and then it will be retroactively clarified that anything that you consumed was not the tithe, and the ones that you did separate turn out to be the tithe, and the amount that remains you can continue using because now it's been tithed correctly. Divir Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir's ruling. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon, Osrim. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosef, and Reb Shimon say, no way, you can't do that. They asked Reb Meir, aren't you worried that maybe the barrel will break before he gets to do the tithe correctly? And Reb Meir responded, L'chashe yibaka, if it'll break, we'll deal with it then. But right now it's not broken, and you're allowed to do this method relying on Breira. We do not rule leniently like Reb Meir in this case, because it was a case of kusim where it was not tithed. But just to point out that had it been the case of an Am Haaretz, a Jew who observes sometimes but not always with full diligence, so then the status of this would be demai, rabbinically required to take the tithe. And if it's only rabbinically required, then Bereira can be applied. Let's move on to Amud Beis, to another fascinating case where this clarification, retroactive clarification, is presented. Keep in mind that when we buy food from an Am Haaretz, it has to be tithed rabbinically. And likewise, before we give food to an Am Haaretz, we're supposed to tithe it so that we're giving him ready-to-eat produce. Starting on Amud Beis from the 5th line, Tashema, come in here. I'm sorry, I picked the wrong spot. We are on the second line. V'hatanya, didn't we learn? Am Haaretz she'omar l'chaver, an Am Haaretz that tells a regular diligent Jew, kach li aguda achas shel yerek o galuska achas, go purchase for me some vegetables or a cake made of grain that has to be tithed. Eino tzarech la'aser divrei Rabbi Yosi, you don't have to give maaser, this is the ruling of Rabbi Yosi. What is the logic over here? Everybody agrees that you have to tithe things that are coming from an Am Haaretz or going to an Am Haaretz. You would have to tithe it. But the logic over here is that if I purchased the item for the Am Haaretz, then it never became mine and it doesn't become my responsibility. The discussion here, though, is that the chaver, this diligent Jew, bought some of the produce for himself and some of it for the Am Haaretz. So when he gives it to the Am Haaretz, do we have to say that it is clarified, or can we say that it's being clarified which he bought for the Am Haaretz, and therefore it's as if he never owned it? He bought it for the Am Haaretz, and he's giving it to the Am Haaretz. It never went into my possession, so I don't have to tithe it. Or does it become his, and then he's giving from his to the Am Haaretz? So the ruling of Rabbi Yosi is, Eino tzarech la'asa, you don't have to tithe it, because if you purchased the item with the Am Haaretz's coin, even if you also had your own bundles of vegetables in the same purchase, but when you give it to the Am Haaretz, it becomes clarified which vegetables were bought for him. And the vegetables that were bought for him with his money, you don't have to tithe, because all you are is a gopher. You're a conduit to get him his stuff. But if there was no Brera, then it would all become yours, and then you would have to tithe it before you give it over to him. This halacha applies only if you're using the same coin that the Am Haaretz gave you, so then it's as if you purchased the vegetables for him with his coin, and you're simply holding on to his vegetables, and we're just not sure which vegetables are his, and it becomes huvrar, it becomes clarified later which ones you could later trace. The one that you gave him, that's the one that he was purchasing. But if you used a different coin, if you took his money, pocketed it, and then took out other money to do the purchase, then you can't argue that you're just doing the purchase for the Am Haaretz, and then it's a purchase for yourself, which you then pay him up for the money he gave you with vegetables, and then you would have to tithe it. Unless you specifically choose which ones you're purchasing for the Am Haaretz and you keep them separate. But the concept of Brera will only apply if you use his coin and then the vegetables are all mixed up, but it later becomes clarified which ones are his. Again, Brera is a concept which we can apply retroactive clarification, not by deoraisa, not by biblical things, but if it's a derabbanan, like we're discussing here by demai, we estimate that it was tithed, but we're not quite sure, or we estimate that this person will tithe it, but we can't guarantee it, so then rabbinically we're supposed to tithe it, and in such a case, you can work with Brera. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.